This is the Eagleson Report.
All right, welcome to the second episode of the Eagleson Report. I'm Mike Eagleson, I'm your host. And in today's episode, we're going to be speaking to Mayor Pro Tem of the City of Big Bear Lake, Kendi Segovia. How are you doing, Kendi?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. For those of you that aren't that familiar with Kendi, I'm going to kind of give a little bit of her bio. Kendi got on the City Council of Big Bear Lake in November of 2022. And in December of 2023, 13 months later, she's already the Mayor Pro Tem. So she's doing a good job for the City of Big Bear Lake. Obviously, they see her leadership abilities. But on top of that, she is very busy in other agencies that most folks don't realize city council people have responsibility for. So if I get anything wrong, Kendi, let me know. But I believe you sit on the California Joint Powers Assurance Authority.
Yes.
And you sit on the Mojave Desert Mountain Integrative Waste Joint Powers Authority.
That's correct.
You sit on the San Bernardino County Solid Waste Advisory Task Force.
Yes.
You are the chairperson of the Big Bear Lake Successor Agency and the vice chair of the Big Bear Lake Fire Protection Agency, which I sit on that board with you.
Yes, you do.
And you're also up on Mountain Transit District.
Yes.
And I think the crescendo is you are one of the newer appointed folks on BARWA, Big Bear Area Water
Waste Agency.
Yeah. So, and that basically they handle, right now you guys are handling the Replenish Big Bear project, right?
That's correct.
Your general manager is, for lack of a better term, the project manager right now.
Yes, David Lawrence.
Dave Lawrence. And so we're here today to talk about some of the, I want to say misconceptions or lack of understanding of a lot of folks in the Valley about the program. And so I'm going to kick it off with what kind of got us where we are today. And that was CSD had a meeting on March 4th of 2024 where we were asked to sign an amendment to the WIFIA loan for the Replenish Big Bear project. And to back up a little bit, Mr. Lawrence had gone to City Council and made a presentation, I believe, and you, or at least was there for questions and answers, and then you guys had voted, and I don't know how the vote went.
Are you talking about the WIFIA loan?
Yeah, the WIFIA loan.
Well, I'll go back to last summer when it was put to council that we were going to have to raise the BARWA rates for Replenish Big Bear, and I voted no to raise the rates, but it did, the motion passed. It was 4 in favor and 1 no. And yes, then the changing of the JPA came before us, and I voted fine with that. It was 5-0.
Okay.
And still, I've had concerns, not necessarily with the project, but just the process of,
right,
the project. So for me, it was a great time to ask questions once the CSD voted to not amend their portion of the JPA.
Yeah, I really like what you just said there. I'm writing it down. You have no problem with the project. You have some concerns with the process. I think that's a very good way of putting it. And so CSD's meeting happened, and we had some discussion, and at the end of that meeting, the CSD voted 5-0 not to sign the amendment, which I think caused some meetings for you. I think we caused you extra work over at BARWA, and so that wasn't our intention.
Oh, that's okay. I just got on BARWA, so the 19th of March was my first meeting, and then just this past week was my second.
And so what are you guys dealing with in these two meetings?
Well, we've heard from some of our constituents about the project. There are questions about the project as far as costs and the fact that the dollar amount for the project has been creeping upward for a bit now. And there are some questions because many of the stakeholders or shareholders in the project have not signed agreements. So a lot of it is right now, apparently, kind of like a handshake.
Right. And so if I can interject, I have concerns that we're into this project, and I'll use, it could be as long as 8 years, it could be as short as 6 years. So I'll just use 6 years. I think from my perspective, from the CSD, one vote on CSD, to be this far along in a project of this magnitude with the costs that's going to happen to each and every ratepayer, it shouldn't be handshakes. It should be written.
No, 100%. I actually said that at the meeting the other night. I think Director Harris brought up that it's been 9 years.
9 years, okay.
And to me, 9 years later, there should be more things actually finalized.
Yeah, I agree. And so so those are some of the concerns. And I know you had, of the two meetings, I think the first one went 4.5 hours. Mm-hmm. The second one went 2.5 hours. So you spent, you got definitely just thrown into the fire. 7 hours in your first two meetings there. Hearing from people that were for the project, people were against the project, for all kinds of different reasons. But my understanding is you were very instrumental in making a motion to, hey, we need to take, and I'll let you talk about the motion in a second because I'm going to just kind of high level it. We need to just, you know, take a look at where we're going and what, get these questions answered or so forth. We need these things buttoned down, for lack of a better term.
Agree,
and,
yes.
And it went 4-1 in your favor, so that's where you're headed. And I believe you had some ideas of having, I was told by folks that I couldn't make it, meetings with the stakeholders. So you want to talk about that?
Right, yes. So I do believe that there needs to get more information out into the community about the project, especially once people see the price tag and the fact that the ratepayers are the ones paying for it, even though there are grants, that it still is a considerable amount of money. And so I made a motion to have the City of Big Bear Lake be the lead in a study session that will take place hopefully in June. And we will have the CSD there, DWP, BARWA, MWD, and people from the county, the representative from Fonskin. And I'm challenging our people at the city, at City Hall, to try and get some of these questions buttoned up, and that maybe we can get our arms around the information better. Mm-hmm. Maybe more things on paper.
Right. Sounds like you're doing due diligence.
I feel like that's the only the right thing to do.
Right.
My first meeting, my big kind of, and it's not a problem with the project, but with the process, was that I feel like a project that is going to be upwards of $86 million, it really should have gone to a vote of the voters.
Yeah. So, have the people have a voice in it. And so at this point, my understanding, they've done what's called a 218
yes.
type of vote. And I know for CSD, it's our sewer rates every year, and we do it 1 year at a time. And the county of San Bernardino will do all our mailing for us. Just, it's still CSD stuff, but it's an interesting way of how it gets done. But I would like people just to look in their mailboxes, because something might be coming. Because oftentimes these 218s, people aren't even aware of it. And I think that's part of your concern. Is that fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. When the postcard went out from the city, they did make an effort to put it on a heavier cardstock of paper so that more people would notice it. Mm-hmm. But still, I don't think people really pay attention to postcards.
Oh, I know I don't.
So I don't really feel like we got a good, you know, viewpoint on how people feel about it.
Yeah, and so ours, we're having our public hearing, when I say CSD, and let me get the date here. I'm going to plug it if it's okay, Kendi.
Oh, that's all right.
It's going to be on, I believe, May 6th meeting or 20th. Either May 6th or May 20th. I thought it was the May 20th meeting where our 218 vote will happen. So if you're a CSD member and you're listening to it, show up and let us know your thoughts. Because one of the things Kendi and I have been talking about, and I don't want to speak for you, so if I'm wrong, correct me, is we want to make sure the constituency is behind this. Now, she has a different constituency than I have, but we both want to make sure we're doing the will of the people if we're not going to be able to get to a vote of the people, which I still believe is Kendi's preference. And I know people on my board also would like a vote of the people. But in the alternative, we want to educate ourselves. Is that fair to say?
100%. I just firmly, firmly believe it should have been put to a vote of the people. I would feel so much better about the process if that had happened. But it didn't.
Yeah.
And we're still investigating on if that can happen. I'm not sure if it can happen before November. But yeah, I really want to do what people in the Valley, you know, what's right for Big Bear.
That's great. Is there anything else you want to talk about on this matter? Or is there any other thing you want to talk about? Because we're talking replenish, but we can talk about anything you want. If there's anything you want your constituents to know about.
Well, I mean, I can tell you I'm a property rights person, mm-hmm. and I'm always, you know, pretty firm on, I feel like people, you know, have property rights, so that's a big thing for me. But it is very important to me that I hear from the constituency, my constituency, mm-hmm. and that I'm doing what I was sent there to do.
Yes. And you're very integral in the way you came on. I mean, I don't want to bring up the past, but I mean, the way you came on was because you were concerned about what was going on in your community.
Yes.
And it kind of, you got enlisted because of the circumstances.
Right. So I've lived up in Big Bear since 96. My side of the family has had a cabin over in Fawnskin, same cabin since the 1950s.
Wow.
My husband's family has had a cabin in Big Bear City since the 70s. So I love Big Bear. We've raised our kids up here. My kids all still live up here. My grandkids live up here. So, you know, I want to do what's best for Big Bear. And, you know, it's really important to me.
Yeah. And it shows in the way you conduct yourself.
But yeah, I did get involved in the recall of Alan Lee. Mm-hmm. And, I never intended to run for a position. My goal was to just get him out of there. But I really enjoyed so much going door to door, talking to people that were in the district, mm-hmm. and hearing from people and their concerns and their wants.
And you won by a landslide, didn't you?
I think so.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's because, you know, you're three generations up here in Big Bear and you have a lot invested in the community, and not only for you and your husband, but for your children and now your grandchildren. So these decisions you're making will be affecting your future generations. So I appreciate when I go to the city council meetings, even though I don't live in the city, I appreciate your decorum, your political acumen, the way you handle yourself. I think the city council as a whole does a really good job. And so it's a little plug for your folks.
You.
they do a great job. And it's not always easy when you're sitting up there and having people tell you no matter what you do, it's the wrong thing to do. So,
right. But I have really, really enjoyed the process of all these different boards that I'm on and learning so much. And I have really enjoyed being able to help out with some issues, like when the constituents do have concerns about something, mm-hmm. going to the city and saying, hey, you know, what's the deal with this?
Mm-hmm.
What's going on with it? You know, make me a more informed person, yeah, so that I can spread the truth.
Yeah, I have firsthand experience with that being the truth with you, Kendi. Although I live in CSD, I have a business that's in the city of Big Bear Lake, and I had made sent you a text one day about something going on, and you took care of it, and I much appreciated it. It was something that was a safety hazard for children, and that has not recurred again. So I know you did what you could do, and it was done. So for those listeners, she does what she says she's going to do. And so that's a rare thing with a politician.
Yeah, well, and I try and not use that word politician, yeah, but it, yeah, you know, it does happen. But it is really important to me that people are feeling like I'm trying to be their voice and, you know, get things done for them.
All righty. And so is there anything else, or you want to just go ahead and we'll leave it at that?
I guess we'll leave it at that.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in. And again, for you folks, Kendi is on the city council. She's on Barwa, so she's a big player in the Big Bear Valley. And if you have any questions of contact, and you want to just give an email out?
Oh, absolutely. I do have a Barwa email, which I just got the other day, so I haven't memorized that yet. But feel free to contact me at ksegovia@citybigbearlake.com, or I'll even give you my cell phone number. It is 909-744-2851. Would love to hear from people about how they're feeling about replenish or anything going on in Big Bear Lake. Would love it.
All righty. With that, I'm just going to go ahead and conclude and thank everybody for listening.
This was the Eagleson Report.